Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas, Mishpatim, Shabbos Avarchim, Adar Aleph. We know Yitzchok Avinu, his name is spelled Yud Tzadi Ches Kuf, Yitzchok Avinu. However, at the end of this week's Avtaira, and three other places in Nach, Yitzchok is referred to in the Torah as Yitzchok Avinu with a shin. One is in Tehillim Kuf Hei, and that pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Hei is actually quoted in the bracha by a bris milah. So after the bris, when they name the baby and they make the bracha, you hear Ushvu Asai Li Yitzchok, unlike we say, you know, how you do every day, Ushvu Asai Li Yitzchok with a tzadi. And two places in Amos Perek Zayin, and one in the Haftarah. So let's learn the one in the Haftarah, where he's called Yitzchok with a shin. A sin. Koyamer Hashem, Im loy v'risi yoimim v'layla, chukois shamayim v'aretz loisamti. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if not for the bris yoimim v'layla, the world would be worth nothing. And there's many different shitas in the Gemara, what the bris yoimim v'layla is referring to, and the Medrash actually says, one of the shitas in Midrashim is referring to the Bris Yitzchak. Like it says, Ves Brisi Akimis Yitzchak. So we're going to talk about Yitzchak Avinu Mirtashem a little bit today. The pasuk continues and says, Gam Zera Yaakov Vidavid Avdi Emas. If I'm not interested in the world, then I'll also be not interested in Yaakov and David. But, of course, Hashem says, I have a Bris, I have a world, and of course, I'm interested, always interested, in the descendants of Yaakov and David. Mikaches Mizari Maishim. And I want to take from them, from their descendants, leaders, El Zera Avram Yitzchak VeYaakov, to be rulers over Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, the children of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, not Yitzchak, Yitzchak. Ki Oshev Eshevu Sam Richam Tima. I'm going to return them from Galus and have forever Rachmanis on them. So this pasuk is one of the four places again Tehillim Kofei, today's Haftarah, and twice in Amos Perek Zayin and Treyasar, four times Klal Yisrael or Yitzchak is called Yitzchak with a shin. Now, in the Sefer, Kushyos brings from Chasidei Ashkenaz, from hundreds and hundreds of years ago in the time of the Rishonim, who said that actually the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis are connected the 22 names that Klal Yisrael have. Okay, there's the 12 Shvatim, and then another 10 from the Avos Imois. How do you have it? Well, Avraham, he's not called Avram. Hashem, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to call him Avram, so only Avraham. Yitzchak, Yitzchak, counted as two. Yaakov, Yeshurun, and Yisrael. Right, we say in the Karbanis every morning, Karas Hashem Yeshurun. Sarah Rivka, Rachel Valeya, which is 10 by the Avis, 12 by the Shvatim, altogether 22. So you see that it's Mamish counted as one of his names. But it's never written in Chumash, so we want to try to understand a little bit about it. This is a very big topic. Most of it's in Kabbalah. I can't explain it because I don't understand it myself, but a little bit from what I saw. In the Sefer Nefutis Yehuda, he brings that the four Yitzchaks comes from a lashon of joy. Now, the difference between Tzchaik and Tzchaik, according to many of the Farshim, they discuss this in Parshas, the end of Lech Lecha, beginning of Vayera, that Tzchaik, you have to check each place, but Tzchaik is kind of laughing at something, not really believing it's going to happen. And Yitzchak, with a shin, is a joy that you're also part of. You're not laughing about something, not laughing at something, you're actually completely rejoicing with it and accepting it. So, the Futas Yehuda says that we were in four Galusim, and we have four cups on Pesach of Nechama, the four Lashonis of Geula, and these four times of Yitzchak being called Yitzchak means that we're going to be going out of Galus. I'll explain in a moment why with Hashem. We're going to be going out of Galus, and if we're going to be having a situation of Tzchaik, 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 four times connected to Arba Galus. Now, why Dafki Yitzchak? So, whatever we're going to say today, the real basis of a lot of what we're going to say is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara in Shabbos says an amazing thing. It's famous. Amra Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amra Rabbi Yonasan. Ma'idach Siv, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, in Yeshaya, Ki Ata Avinu, you, referring to Yitzchak, are our father. You're our real Av. Why? Ki Avram Lo Yadanu, Avram didn't know us. V'Yisrael, referring to Yaakov, Lo Yakirenu. Ata Hashem Avinu Gealeinu Me'olam Shemecha. And then the pasuk says, no, you are Hashem, you're the real, our real ultimate father. So again, what does this pasuk say in Yeshaya? It says, Avram Avinu ignores us. Yisrael Avinu ignores us. Yitzchak, you're our father. No, Hashem is our real father. What does this mean? So Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yisrael and Gemara and Shabbos Perek Amar Rabbi Kiva Dav Pei Tesam Lebeis says like this. La'asid Lavi, Yoyim Elei HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'Avram. In the future, so to come time for the Geula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell Avram Avinu, Banecha Chatuli, your children have sinned to me. Amar Lefanav, so Avram Avinu is going to say back, Rabbani Shel Olam, Yimachu Akdusha Shemecha, should be wiped out. Mashal says, very not clear, says the Mashal, it's very not clear what Avraham Avinu means. Does he mean Chas V'Shalom? Klai Yisrael should be wiped out. It's like Avraham Avinu saying, they didn't behave, they did Averis, so wipe them out. Or is he saying, wipe away their Averis? Very unclear what Avraham Avinu is answering. So, Hashem says like this, Amar Emel Eli Yaakov. Let me go speak to Yaakov, says Hashem. The Havilei Tzar Gidl Banim. He had a lot of Tzar Gidl Banim. Efshir, the Bayi Rachmila, maybe he'll have mercy on them. And Mepharshim say that's why he skips Yitzchak, goes straight to Yaakov because it was extra tzar gidol banim by Yaakov. Amalei, Hashem tells Yaakov, Banecha chatu, your sons have sinned. Time for the geula, but your sons have sinned. Amalei lefan Rebbein Shalom, Yimachu akdusha shemecha, same thing. It should be wiped out for kdusha shimcha, kdusha shemai, wipe it out. Unclear what Yaakov is doing. Amar, so Hashem says, Loi besabi tama, Loi bedardiki etzi, you can't get help from the older ones or from the younger ones. We have to go to the middle. Amar lo li Yitzchak, Hashem says to Yitzchak, Banecha chatuli. Amar lefan Rebbein Shalom, Bonai veloi banecha. What are you saying, Hashem? They're my sons? They're not your sons too? B'shah shekdimu lefanecha nasa l'nishma. In this week's parasha, when Nasa was before Nishma, Karasa lehem, B'ni b'chayri, you called the B'ni b'chayri, Achshav, Bonai veloi banecha. And now all of a sudden, they're just my sons, they're not your sons. You're like laying all the blame on me. V'oid, another thing, says Yitzchak Avinu, Kamachatu. How much did they sin already? Kamachatu. How long does a human, an average person live? Shivim Shana. Average person lives 70 years. Dal Esrim. Let's take out the first 20. Deloy Anashis Alayu. Bezen Shamal doesn't punish for the first 20. Pashulu Chamishim were left for 50 years. So 50 years that they might have sinned. Well, Klai Yisrael sinned 50 years. Wait, says Yitzchak. Dal Chafei Delei Lusa. Let's knock off 25 of the night. Right? Half of those 25 years were nights. So they're not sitting at night. Pashulu Chafei. We're left with another 25. Dal Tarti Sariu Palga Ditzluye Umechal Udebesakise. For their personal needs, their spiritual needs, their physical needs, you have to take off 12 and a half of that. Pashulu, what are we left with? Tarti Sariu Palga. 12 and a half. 12 and a half years they might have sinned in their lives. Imatasayv Leskulamutav. If you're willing to take it all upon you, Hashem, great. If not, palga alai, upalga lecha, half on me and half on you. V'im tim salem rakulim alai, if you're going to say Hashem, you're going to say that it all has to be on me. Hakrivis nafshi kamach, I give up my life for you by the Akedah. Pasku v'armus haklai Yisrael says, Ato Avinu, you're the one that recognized us. Not Avram, not Yaakov, they didn't seem to help us. Armalehem Yitzchak, ad shatem ekalsam li, you're grazing me, kalsal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is the one who you need to turn to, and Yitzchak turns and shows them all how to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Gemara and Shabbos Petesam Abes. So Yitzchak, the Sfarim explain, is a Midas Adin, at the same time his name is a Lashon of rejoicing, because we went into Golos because of Midas Adin, but in the future Avram and Yaakov are not going to want us to go out with Midas HaChesed. They're going to say, you have to go out with Midas HaDin. So it should be forever. And Yitzchak Avinu from Midas HaDin is going to help us get out forever. So that's why the Lashon of Yitzchak, in the future, there's a Lashon of Schoik Mamish, not just like laughter or laughing at something. It's a full Sasein V'Simcha for the future. And the Nefutas Yehuda says, he adds to this, that's why there's a Pasuk in Yeshayah, if do ye Hashem Yeshuvun, one of the afteris, uvoy utsiim berina, v'simchas oilam aroisham, and then it says, sasayim v'simcha yasigu, v'nas yogi v'anacha. Sasayim v'simcha yasigu has in it four shins, referring to these four shins. These four shins symbolize how we're going to be going out of the Golus into a world of simcha. So this is, Pashup Shat, why the you know, initial pshat, what this Indian of the shins are. But really, it goes much more. Let's go one more step further for now. Rashi says in Chumash, Bashem the Medrash, that the reason why Yitzchak is called Yitzchak, very strange, Rashi says, the reason why he's called Yitzchak is the Yud is Keneged the Asar and Yisyonis, which the 10th and Sayin involved Yitzchak, right? Here is Yitzchak. The Tzaddik refers to Sari Menu, who was 90, that's Kamachi of Tzaddik when Yitzchak was born. The Ches, referring to Yitzchak Avinu, was the first person in the world, the first Yid, to have a bris milah at 8 days old. And the Kuf, as Avraham Avinu, was 100 years old. Now, when you learn this Rashi in Chumash, I hope you're bothered that why is Rashi coming to say, the Pasuk says, Al Shem Atzchoik, that's all. It's Rashi's first pshat anyways. Teretz is, really, you're wondering, he should have been called Yitzchak, like he's written up in Nach, in these four places. He should be called Yitzchak, a lashon of simcha, lashon of tzchaik, which is a real joy, as opposed to tzchaik, which is not the same type of level joy. Here, the Malbim, actually, I'll tell you how the Malbim, how he says the difference between the word tzchaik and tzchaik, and tzchaik. The Malbim says that, comparing these two words together, he says when the one who's laughing is also partaking in the joy, then it's tzchaik with a shin. So l'chaira, it should have been in tzchaik. So that's what Rashi says. No, there's a remez here for these four letters, and that's why, you know, the tzadi gets in sari menu as opposed to the shin, which wouldn't get anything in any lesson. So that's why the tzadik is there. That's what Rashi says in Chumash. The Neisasra and Sefer Agadakal, it says I'll be some meridik of things. It says Avraham Avinu was ben mashanabi v'aloi es Yitzchak benoi. We already know he was 100 years old, and it has to remind you of his name again. Teretz says the reason why Yitzchak benoi is because he wanted to have a remes. Avraham Avinu was 100 years old. And that's why afterwards it says, "V'taymer Sara tzchaik asali elikim kol hashemei Yitzchakli." Means sorry, Menu is saying like this. You might be wondering why is his name Yitzchak and not why isn't his name Yitzchak? And l'chayra, the tzchaik is a little bit insulting because the tzchaik with the tzaddik reminds us that maybe sorry Menu laughed, right? And the farshim must speak about why did she laugh when she heard she can have a baby. And by Avraham Avinu, what Avraham Avinu also left, he didn't believe. You know that Avraham Avinu, Vakar, the Targum is Mechalik between the Tzchaik by Avraham, the Targum Unkas by Sarah, and by Avraham it says Chadi, he was Besameach. By Sarah it says Chucha. There was some type of, she was unsure. She wasn't sure if it was really a message from Hashem. But Avraham Avinu, well, why is there a Tzchaik by Avraham Avinu? You're naming the baby after that? So she says, no, the whole reason why we named him Yitzchak and not Yitzchak really should have been Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu, of course, believed and was filled with joy when he heard about it. But the reason why the Torah says a lashon of Tzchaik is because the Torah wants to be able to get my age into Yitzchak Avinu's name. Tzchaik asaliel again, Hashem did it for me. Because Shemei Yitzchak Li will realize that the Yitzchak symbolizes my name, and that's why it's Yitzchak and not Yitzchak. The truth is the Chidah brings Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Asakasha. How come, Yerushalmi says, let me find Yerushalmi, 1 second. Instead of pausing it, this is the Chidah in Nachak Dumim. We have a few Sfarim out over here today. Yerushalmi says in the beginning of Brachas, right? The Gemara Brachas by us speaks about the name of Avraham. So Yerushalmi also says like this: Lama nishtana shmei shel Avraham shmei shel Yaakov. How come Avraham Avinu's name was changed? Yaakov's name was changed, right? Avraham to Avraham, Yaakov to Yisrael. How come Yitzchak never got a name change? Says the Yerushalmi, because their names were named by their fathers, but Yitzchak was named by a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Keras shmei Yitzchak. Kaddish Baruch Hu instructed he should be named Yitzchak. Frek the Chidah. In Nachuk Dumim, he says, what's Yerushalmi's kasha b'chlal? There was no reason for their names to be changed, or there was nothing wrong with their name. There's no need to change their name. He says, the Teretz says, Yerushalmi's asking like this. Really, his real name should have been Yitzchak. Why doesn't the Torah tell us his name was changed from Yitzchak with a shin to Yitzchak with a tzaddik? That's what Yerushalmi is really referring to. And the Yerushalmi says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the beginning established his name would be Yitzchak, so that's why it's written like that the whole time in the Torah. Now, we're going to say now the main shot we want to speak about in the next few minutes about this name change from Shin to Tzadik. So, the Chidah brings in many places a medrash, and the Yalkut Ruveni and Parsha Shemais also brings this. The Rekeach, Rabbeinu Elazar Rekeach, the Rishon, brings this on his Pirish and Siddur on Haidu on the Pasuk Shavas Al Yitzchak. Medrash says like this: now, when it came time for Klai Yisrael to come out of Mitzrayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to Avraham Avinu and said, please, could you please give something from your name, give over some letters from your name to help Klai Yisrael get out of Mitzrayim. So Avraham Avinu said, what? I'm going to give away my hay. I'm going to give away my hay, then I'm going to go back to being just Av Goyim. I'm not going to be Av Hamayim Goyim. I mean, just Av Aram. I don't want to lose that. Hashem went to Yaakov and said, could you give something up? So he said, I'm going to give away my Yud. I'm going to be just left with Akiv. The Farshim say that this medrash means to say they were offering letters of Hashem's name. We give away the Yud, I'll be left with Akiv. Heel, didn't want that. Yitzchok said, I am happy to give away my shin, because his name should have been Yitzchok with a shin. A shin small is a sin. It should have been Yitzchok. He said, I'm going to give it up. Instead, I'll have a tzaddik instead, which is similar meaning, but not exactly the same. A little bit less. Maybe a drop derogatory, like we explained. And the difference between Shin, which is 300, and Tzadik, which is 90, is 210, which is the amount of years that the Yidden were in Mitzrayim. Some even point out when it says, Ki Bi Yitzchak Yikar Lechazara, Bi Yitzchak is Gematria 210, with a Beis at the beginning. But the difference between the Shin and the Tzadik is 210, and that's what Yitzchak was because of him, we were Zeichet Tegara, like we explained. Yitzchak is the one who led us out in the future, and Yitzchak got us out of Mitzrayim because we went with Midas Adin. And Rabbi Yishol wanted we should be zoichet to go out also with a form of midas hadin. This is also the Paneach Raz, is Mamish Maz with the Sezver, that he said, since we went in with midah of Pachad Yitzchak, so therefore we need to go out with a midah of Pachad Yitzchak. And listen to this amazing thing. Pachad Yitzchak, the Naftali Rav Shitzer says, Pachad Yitzchak is exactly Gematria 300. Which is what it was originally, before it was taken out. Now, the Megal HaMukos, in Parshas B'Shalach, says a couple of amazing things about Yitzchak's original name, even though it's never written in the Torah. We only find it four in Mazamid Ibn Anach, his original name, which was 300. He says, this helped us get out of Mitzrayim, like we said. Well, how many Makkos were there by Yitzchak's Mitzrayim? The Megadosh Shal Pesach, we have different drushes, how many Makkos there were in Mitzrayim, and how many there were on the Yam. And the last sheet that says that there were 50 in Mitzrayim, 50, and 250 by the Yamsuf. That's altogether 300 Makkos. This was connected to 300 children that Paroi was killing every day, right? 150 in the morning, 150 at night, to bathe in. And this is hinted to in the Pasuk, Shinei Rishayim Shibarta, says the Gala Mukis. Shinei Rishayim, the shin of the Rasha was broken by the Koyach of Yitzchak Avinu who gave it up. And he says, this is Pshat, the Gemara says in Megillah, says the Gala Mukis. The Gemara says in Megillah, one second. Gemara says in Megillah on Daf Vav Amar Aleph at the bottom. Gemara says, "Vamer Rabbi Yitzchak, Mari Dachsiv, Al Titan Hashem Avaye Rasha, Zemame Al Tafik Irum Musal Hashem. Don't let the Rasha get away with his plans." What's this referring to? Amar Yaakov from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Shalom, Al Titan LeEsav Rasha Tavis Liboy. Don't let Esav get away with what he wants. Zemama, his plans, out topic, they should never come out. What is this referring to? Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yitzchak, Zu Germania shall Edom. This is Germany of Edom, the German folk of Edom. Shemale hein yoitzen, if they go out, says the Gemara, Megillot Avavam and Beis, now I'm at the top of the next Amid, Machriven kala oilam kul, they'll destroy the world. The German race will destroy the world. Gemara, Megillah, everybody knows this, Gemara, Avavam and Beis. Rashi says the name of a kingdom called Germania. Then the Gemara says right afterwards, what's their powers? The Gemara says they have 300 crowns. They have 300 crowns. It means that this is the power of them. And that's why we need the power of Yitzchak giving up his shin and taking a tzaddik instead for to be able to have the geula. Azayzok, Megal HaMukos. Give us some couple more amazing things. A little bit more, some amazing zachen. The Chidah says that this really is a very, very integral part of he explains Mahimamish, like a whole bunch of things the Chidah explains based on this. For example, the Chidah says that when Yaakov Avinu was on his way down to Mitzrayim, so it says, Vayizbach Zvachim El Pachad Yitzchak Aviv, he shechted Karbanis to Pachad Yitzchak Aviv, because he realized that the Pacha Yitzchak, that was going to be the schus for Klai Yisrael to get out of Mitzrayim. That's why Dafka, Yaakov Avinu, when he went on down to Mitzrayim, he's going to the Galus, he knew this is going to be the schus for them to get out of Mitzrayim. The Sefer Igeres HaTiyul also points out, Avram Avinu, we know, has two names. It was usually called Avram, it became Avraham. Or we said he can't be called Avram anymore. Yaakov Avinu has two names. Yaakov Yisrael, maybe even we said Yeshurun. The Yitzchak, how come we don't find the two names? More so, Avram Avinu was called by Hashem often, Avram, Avram, Yomer Hineni, Yaakov, Yaakov, Yomer Hineni. Yitzchak never called Yitzchak, Yitzchak. The answer is that Yitzchak has in it two names. Hasn't it the Yitzchak, and hasn't it the Yisrael, both at the same time. Together, he's being called by both names. He also shares this feature of having both names. The Sefer Damesek Eliezer says a beautiful chiddush in a Gemara everybody knows in Brachas. The Gemara says in Brachas, Rashi brings in Chumash, Hashem says, please speak to the people that they should borrow money when they leave Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says in Brachas, why does Hashem have to say Dabar no? Why does he have to beg? You know, beg them to get money. I never met anybody nowadays. You have to really beg them to take money. Very rare. Special Yidden. So the Gemara says that the famous tzaddik shouldn't say, Shalayim Reis the tzaddik, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yani Darshans, shouldn't say, the tzaddik shouldn't say, Hashem, you kept them in Golas 400 years, but the outgoing up Rechosh Gadol never came true. That never happened. So Hashem said, in order he shouldn't complain, have to let them go out with money. So everybody asked, the whole Welt asked on this, if Hashem promised he's going to go out with money, he doesn't need to do it because of the tzaddik, because of Avraham Avinu, he made a deal with Avraham Avinu, he needs to do it because Hashem keeps his word. What's the Shaila Bechlal? That's the Kasha that the Oilam asks. So the many different terutzim on this, but this Damesek Eliezer says amazing new chiddush to Kipshat. He says Shalei Yoimer Oisad Tzadik is not referring to Avraham Avinu. It's referring to Yitzchak Avinu. The tzaddik who might complain to Yitzchak Avinu means the Yitzchak Avinu might say, I know it's not 400 years yet, maybe they shouldn't be getting the money yet, they're going out early, but he says, I gave up my tzaddik. So I missed the tzaddik which I took for myself a tzaddik which is derogatory, and gave away a shin, they should be able to go out early, and therefore they should be able to go along and get the money now. The Megal Tzune says, that's the Lashin, by Mesias Yisrael, Pokrit Bakadati. Pokrit Bakadimi, Hashem says, I took off one of the letters of his name, and Meschus that they're going to go out. The Chida says, this is the Inyan of Yachatz, the middle matzah, because three matzahs are connected to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The middle matzah is connected Yitzchak Avinu, and you break it to show that we got out early because of them. Or I was thinking maybe we can add, the middle matzah is broken because Yitzchak Avinu was willing to split the years with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Pal Galai, Pal Ga, Olecha, half for me and half on you. So everything really, the whole geula, is really being tali dafka in the midah of Yitzchak Avinu. And his chus, it comes out that the Rabbi Shalom is going to be taking us out. Nachamu Ami says the chida. Nachamu twice is exactly gematria Yitzchak, because the geula, the era, el Avram Yitzchak, the era is gematria Yitzchak Avinu. So says the chida. As we understand why in the haftarah, since Yitzchak Avinu is the one who is the Melitz Toiv, he's the one that puts in the good word for Klai Yisrael. It's in his chus we come out. And that's why the Haftarah says, Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, ki Asher v'Shvusam. We're going to be going out of Golis, Lasa Lavi, in Mitzrayim he did, and in the future, we're going to be going out of the chus of Yitzchak Avinu. Good Shabbos.